LK mobile.
N0TR sitting on his rear.
Bernice, happy Thanksgiving to you all, or to you both, and to your family.
Thanksgiving to you and yours too, Shane. Nice to hear you. Boy, good old 12 meters on CW last night. Excuse me, was good. And I even worked one, I have to forget where it was at now. A long ways off, on sideband.
To bed, I was tired last night, and I saw you texted me, but my daughter and her boyfriend stayed over last night, and my daughter was sleeping in my radio room, and she was already getting in bed, so I didn't get a chance to go back there and check it out.
This is N0TR with N4ZLK. Oh, I was just sitting here trying to figure out how to pay my dues for the club, and I found it. I don't know if they still do PayPal or not. No, but I've never used that. I might just mail them a check. Yeah, it was Tonga. That was one of them. And the other one you'd have to remember, because I don't. But at any rate, got a couple last night just sitting there nonchalantly goofing off. But I was amazed, because you don't hear that band coming in that late at night, rarely. But I understand, especially when the family's here, same thing happens here at Christmas time. We are headed down to the relatives' get-together at my daughter's house, and she's got a berry pie here. It's beautiful. And two pumpkin pies. One of them's gluten-free for one of the gals there that is allergic to wheat or whatever it is. I find that hard to believe, but I think it's pretty well true anymore, because you see so much of it. And then she made a bunch of deviled eggs this morning. And Amy had a prime rib sitting out there, and it was huge. It was a little over $100 for that prime rib. So I'm looking forward to that.
Prime rib, we started doing it for Christmas a few years ago. And I try to get a big enough one to have leftovers, because I enjoy it so much while I'm eating it, while we're having the dinner. But if it's all gone, I like to have a little bit left over to enjoy a few days later, or the next few days. And yeah, that gluten-free, one of our daughters, when she was a little girl, she always complained about her stomach hurting and not feeling well, and she just seemed to not... just seemed to struggle, and we tried that before we even went to the doctor. Beth's sister said, why don't you try taking her off of bread and see what happens, taking her off of flour, and within a couple of weeks, she was a different person, so it definitely, there is something to it.
I've come to that conclusion, but being an old father against radical teenagers, it was hard to accept, because whatever mom and dad put on the table, you ate it. Hello, chip sauerkraut. I wasn't about to eat that. But, yeah, I know it's true now. It's like peanut allergies, and we never heard of such a thing. But, boy, there's people dying from that anymore. That would be sheer horrible torture for me if I couldn't eat bread. Oh, I love bread, and Bernice makes homemade bread at times, and so is my daughter, and guys, I love that stuff, just the smell of it.
I love bread. Unfortunately, I do not have an allergy against bread, but I'll tell you what, we would eat dinner, and then a lot of times my dessert, even growing up, we didn't have a lot of dessert. But just a slice of bread with butter and honey on it, that was good enough for me for dessert.
Yes, sir. Some of the things Bernice said she ate that they had back on the farm, it just amazes me. tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches, tongue sandwiches, and when they butchered a hog, they used the hog entrails. They'd wash the casings, and then they'd make sausage and put it in that casing. Boy, I'm telling you. But you know, it didn't hurt her. It made her a wonderful wife and a strong, hearty person. And usually, very little ever has been wrong with Bernice. So I think that old farm life's good for you.
You do agriculture, you know, with all the hormones and vaccines and chemicals they spray on everything. I think that's part of some of the issue with the food allergies now. But I love tomato sandwiches, mayonnaise and tomato, nothing better. Big old thick slice of tomato. And I've had cow tongue many a time when I was a kid. We used to have that and make sandwiches out of it. All kinds of things too. Didn't grow up on a big farm, but we had a few animals, and never did butcher pigs and make sausage like that, but I know that's how it's done, so it doesn't turn me off.
No, it doesn't me, but it just seems ironic at some of the things. And she could tell you other things that she's so quiet, it takes years to find these things out, you know. I guess I'm blessed there. But anyways, that's it's amazing to where it was and where it's gone to. I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know if that's progress or not. Well, I just sent John, KN4RJN, a text this morning wishing him and his family a happy Thanksgiving. I hadn't heard him in a few days, and it worried me because he climbed up the stairs just to talk to me right after he had hip surgery the other day, and he'd already overdone it, he said, but I really enjoyed it. And he's up towards Raleigh. I can't remember the town right now. I don't know. I just met him on the radio. I never met him in person, but he sure seemed like he's a very smart gentleman for one thing. And his website is really a wow. Go to KN4RJN and look at it. It's got stuff about the space station and satellite and how to determine when the passes are coming over and where they'll be at and which direction. And, just a plethora of different topics on there. But I've just enjoyed talking to him after the net at times. And he's doing okay. He said he's still got a little pain. And other than that, he's progressing. I hope Bernice does all right. It doesn't sound like anything fun. We went to joint camp yesterday. I thought it was to learn how to roll them funny cigarettes, but it was more about hip surgery. They got a kick out of that, but when I asked them. And I didn't get in trouble. They just laughed. Never been around that stuff. Don't care to be, but I can understand it with people with cancer and different things. But recreational? Nah, I don't think so. But they found that her hemoglobin was 10.8. It had been 10. But she said it had been anemic for many, many years. But they're giving her iron pills now. They like it to be at 12 because you lose some blood during the surgery. And, of course, they're short of IVs because of the IVs up at in North Carolina there. The place was practically destroyed. Now they're back at 50% capacity, and they supply the IVs for the good deal of the world, about 80% of them. That's pretty amazing. This is Gerald T.R.
Okay, that is amazing. I was just thinking, Tom, maybe you go down to the auto parts store and get some of that clear plastic tubing, get the right size, and maybe find a hollow needle somewhere and take your own IV with you. I'm sure they'd appreciate that. Well, I hope she does well. I know she will. I'll be praying for her when the time comes. And yeah, John, I've seen his website. He's got a lot of good information on there, and I always enjoy his updates when he gives them, when I'm listening to the net, and he talks about the space activity and the what stars are visible and things like that. And let's see, there's something else, a couple other things I was going to say. Oh yeah, I told you a while ago I met this guy on CW. Had a good conversation with him, a WX0X. His name is Shane also, and he's a pilot for FedEx. Well, I've seen him off and on. He's been doing POTA activations, and usually I'll see him on the link, but I won't be able to reach him, the band conditions or whatever. I did make one contact with him on POTA, and then this morning I heard him. And he was replying to people. And I threw my call out there, and he came right back with my name. So that was always fun to be recognized like that. We had a pretty good conversation. I enjoyed that. Not this morning. We just had a kind of a quick photo contact and happy Thanksgiving and all that. But it was nice to be recognized. It's nice when they remember who you are, because I remember him, so especially with the same name.
Well, I look for zero calls. I was on one night, and I made a quick contact on sideband to somebody up there. And about that time, a guy come on, and he says, in zero TR, up three, which is standard separation on there. So I went up three, and there was another station. And so I ticked on the amp, and I said, up three more. And he did, and it was a fella right there in the town that where I lived for so many years. It's very interesting. I think I seen that call not very long ago on there, so I'll watch for him. I'll see if I can pick him up. You never know nowadays, but that is an older call, so he might be up in my age group. Who knows? There's a few guys that get on now and then that I know up there, but it's pretty rare. I talked to N2UHC one day, I think I told you, and he was doing POTA, and he lives in a little bitty town of St. Paul, Kansas, where we used to go duck hunting at the game refuge, and has a tire shop and whatever there, filling station, I guess, because it's very, very small. And had a nice chat with him. He sent me a letter and a card, so I sent him one back. He was an Air Force veteran. Used to copy Russian intercepts for the Air Force.
That okay? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I was waiting, listening to a guy yesterday, and I looked up his call on QRZ while he was talking. Can't remember his call, but he's retired Army, still lives up there in North Carolina, and teaches on the base still as retired Army. And anyway, didn't get a chance to talk to him though. The conversation he had went on for a long time, and I had to go. But I'm enjoying it. And I tell you, copying all those contest calls last weekend sure made it a lot easier to pick up people's calls down at regular speed now.
It's excellent practice, it really is. And I go over there and cherry pick a few of them. I was too lazy to do it this time very much. I did work three or four of them, but shame on me. That was a great contest, and the propagation was good. Well, Tom Sievert was this guy's name. And we used to get on, and we start out slow because he was a better CW operator than me by far. And he could get clear up to 40 words a minute. But he worked at a place, and I can't remember what they called it except the word elephant. And it was the elephant ring or something like that. And it was in Great Britain, on the island of Great Britain. exactly where now, I can't remember, but I looked at it on a web page one day, and oh, good Lord, you wouldn't believe it, Shane. It was acres and acres and acres in diameter, and that's what he did every day or every night, was to, he said they could copy all of the intercepts from the Russians at that time, and that's been many, many years ago. But it's quite an antenna, I'll tell you that. It's amazing. And another antenna that amazed me, did you ever hear a VLF, very low frequency? Actually, at very, very slow and very low frequencies, communicate with the subs out anywhere in the world through the Earth's crust. This is LTR.
Heard that some of those subs will trail out an antenna that goes back behind them for a very long distance, like maybe a mile or more.
That's right. I forget. I was thinking it was several miles, but I can't remember for sure now. But you're quite correct, and pretty amazing. I heard the other day that a Russian ship went out and snagged some of the transatlantic cables of the United States somewhere up around Sweden, I guess. And I don't know if it went to the United States. It might have went to Great Britain or someplace, but they were pretty ticked off about that. But I think it was the Chinese, and they think they done it on purpose, but that'd be pretty hard to repair. Need some new coax down there. Now, I've seen them lay that cable on the internet, and it's just totally amazing when they first laid those transatlantic cables and the size of them. But anyway, Shane, I'll let you go. I don't know why I'm getting hoarse, but I am. Bernice is downstairs putting a zipper in a purse for my son-in-law's mother. She's going on a cruise in February, someplace in the Caribbean. And I ask her about it, and she says, oh, I won't even get off the ship. She just goes to visit with her sisters, I guess. I don't know, that'd be a pretty expensive way to visit with your sisters when you got a cell phone. But anyways, yeah, to each their own. You have a great day, Shane, and we'll talk to you down the line. In 4ZLK in 0TR 73 Shane.
But as always, happy Thanksgiving to you and Bernice and your family. Hope you enjoy yourself and eat all you want. Don't let anybody tell you any different, because there's always tomorrow. And we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.